gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Dr. Adriana from St. Francis Pet Care Center in Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat. And I know that firsthand because I have three of them. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the number one way to go. It's full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to fall in love with. Also, don't forget, Life Boost Coffee is back. It is the best coffee, and take it from me, I'm not saying anything other than the fact that it is amazing, and I'm a coffee drinker, and I love this coffee. And I have acid reflux, and it doesn't affect me at all. And you can get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets if you're a listener to Talkin' Pets. Also, don't forget, Costa Rica, October 6th. Join me. You can book it at Colette at 800-581-8942. Booking number 1299-885. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog. They will love it. You put in the code PETS and you can get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. This is Talkin' Pets. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. The song you're hearing right now is one of the songs from a movie that's out this weekend. It just came out. You may want to check it out. It's called Love Hurts. But I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call in, you'll speak with Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. We're open to your medical and your behavior questions. And by the way, you can also listen on Alexa at CRN4. Tune in. That's all you got to say. Also at TalkinPets.com. And just hit the Listen Live button. And don't forget also, you can watch us and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to try out these top five movies as of last week.
Unwind. West to the Cineplex to ease my mind. Surrounded by strangers, the only way to see them. Stadium seating
acting like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in this pile of sadness and my shoes are all tight. Always make it to my seat, no time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, you may want to check out these top five as of last week. Number one, Dog Man. Half man, half dog. It's a cartoon.
Yeah,
it's animated. I didn't screen it. I was supposed to. I didn't make it. But it made $44 million in its opening week domestically.
Yeah, I saw it last weekend.
You did see it?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I knew that you were into it. You could have took my place.
So yeah, I saw it with some kids. It was pretty awesome.
Companion was number two at $14 million in its opening week. Mufasa, The Lion King, still doing pretty well. It's actually a sleeper movie. It didn't do well in the beginning, and now it's doing well. $232 million in 7 weeks. One of Them Days, it's okay. $37 million in 3 weeks. And Flight Risk, I haven't heard too many good things about it yet, but I didn't see it. $23 million in 2 weeks. Those were your top five movies if you want to check those out, but you may want to check out also this one, Love Hurts. It's actually a pretty cute movie, and I don't know, it does with the whole Valentine's Day mode, but they taught it as a action and also a comedy. I didn't find a lot of comedy, but there's a lot of action in it, and this guy's pretty good. You may remember him from The Goonies. He was a little kid that liked to invent things. So now he's all grown up, but you wouldn't look at him as going, is this guy an action star? But he does pretty well. And no animals in that movie, actually, except for the way the people acted. But other than that, that was about it. So if you're going to the movies, enjoy. But don't go until after you're listening to Talkin' Pets. By the way, I do want to actually say a big welcome out there to Al and the gang listening in Tampa Bay, WBGS, AM 1610, and 96.5 FM. We'd like to hear from you guys in Tampa Bay. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your pet questions. And Sydney's there at the network waiting for you, and she'll put you on the air with us. Again, that is 818-818-6401, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets. So, Dr. Adriana.
Yes?
So, since we always say usually at the end of each show, and I got this from my friend Bob Barker, of course. He was the one that put it into my head a lot.
Yeah.
Because he always closed The Price is Right. And so does Drew. Drew does the same thing, Drew Carey, with spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. Absolutely. I always got to remind people.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask you, so people know, spaying a female is a little more involved, of course, than neutering a male.
Correct.
But in your opinion as a doctor, do you recommend, bottom line, spay and neuter? Are there things that will get better? Because I know their behavior will get better.
Yes.
But medically, can you name a couple of things, reasons why to spay or neuter?
Absolutely. Like on a female side, you definitely want to get them spayed. And the reason why is because they could develop an infected uterus. It's called pyometra. And even more so, sometimes they can develop mammary tumors, 50% of which could end up being malignant, or basically a cancer, a form of cancer. In the dog, even higher in cats. So
can I interject on that?
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about cancer in a female dog or cat,
and mammary cancer,
like for women, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Human women,
yeah.
But for animals, they have several teats.
Right.
So I heard it's like a strip. You
Correct.
Have to remove the whole thing.
Well, basically because the. The teats are connected through the lymphatic system. So let's say that you have a growth here and this associated to one of the mammary glands. That is very likely that it's not going to stay there. It might migrate through the lymphatic system to the next one down and et cetera. So you can remove a lump. It's called lumpectomy. But later on, you're going to be seeing it again. A lot of times, we not only when you're removing or doing that mastectomy, we're also spaying that dog with the purpose of reducing the likelihood of developing mammary tumors. The problem is that those tissues have already been sensitized to the effect of hormones. So regardless of whether you get them spayed at that point, there's always that like ticking bomb, like chance that there could be a development later on.
Good to know. So bottom line, spay and neuter.
Yes. Now there is a certain thing that we need to keep in mind, especially with the larger breed dogs. So I always wait until they're developed to get that done.
Okay.
Basically fully grown. Okay?
You've got a question? Behavior? Medical? The doctor's in the house. So pick up the phone, Dr. Adriana. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets. Are you lonesome tonight? Oh, my pretty little Indiana, I'll find you in it all if you try. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at C60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or
720-6040. Thomas, Tommy Burkhartler, executive director of Atlanta nonprofit PALS, Pets Are Loving Support, has been selected for the 2025 Leadership Institute for Nonprofit Executive program at Rice University in the Glasgow School of Continuing Studies. PALS, which has been serving Atlanta for 35 years, enables pets to remain at home with seriously ill, disabled, and elderly Atlantans, including veterans, by providing pet food, vaccination clinics, and more. Tommy identified this program and exactly how it could help him and our tiny but mighty nonprofit continue to thrive. So wholeheartedly supporting his application was a no-brainer, says Keith Barnes, talent employee relations manager for Deloitte Service LP. We're proud that he was accepted into this prestigious program, and even more so that his acceptance came with a 50% scholarship. The LINE program is provided through the Center for Philanthropy and Nonprofit Leadership and runs February through October 2025. It is the 24th cohort of the LINE program, the successful completion of which allows participants to become part of a selected group of nonprofit professionals. I am honored and humbled to be accepted into Rice's LINE program, which will enhance my abilities and networks while also helping PALS continue to best serve our communities, people, and pets. Burkhartler says, I'm looking forward to learning, growing, and connecting personally while also helping institutionalize new ideas and strategies for PALS, which is so much more than an employer to me. A heartfelt thanks to the very active board of directors who support this shared journey. Prior to taking on the role of this executive director, Burkhartler previously served on the board of PALS, taking the opportunity to make a career change when the role last opened up. He has 15 years experience in banking operations in IT, including with Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Trust. Along with his in-bank experience, Burkhartler also previously served as an independent contractor in fintech, financial services processing, software development, lifecycle, and product management. Pets Are Loving Support, Inc., PALS, an Atlanta non-for-profit, provides ongoing care and support to the pets of Atlantans living with disabilities due to HIV/AIDS and cancer, the disabled veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces, and the elderly. The 35-year-old Atlanta 501c3 provides pet food, basic care, vaccination clinics, and other resources, enabling pets and their people to remain together to share the healing power of love. PALS plans celebratory 35th anniversary event for later this year. Visiting Talking Pets for more news and join our pet family on Facebook. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Dr. Adriana.
Let's roll!
Hyper Peace and Justice, we are the Super
Troll
Pals! Whenever you need a hand, we will be right there. You can always count on us, we are the Super
Troll
Pals! Call us anytime, anywhere, we will be right there.
Please help!
E-O, E-O, here we come! E-O, E-O, the Patrol Pals!
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. We're going to go out to Evansville, Indiana, and TJ. TJ's got a question for you, Dr. Adriana.
Hey, TJ.
Hey, Dr. Adriana. How are you?
I'm doing great, TJ.
That's awesome. Miss Gabby told me to tune in, and I had a question.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, Mr. Little Benji.
Yes, he's adorable.
Yeah, he's a great little Boston Terrier puppy, and he's almost a year and a half old now, mm-hmm. And he has a bit of a terrier, like he's a bit territorial. Mm-hmm. He likes to mark in other spots where dogs are. Mm-hmm. He's not neutered yet. But I was just kind of, I was weary about it whenever I first got him when he was a little baby.
Yeah.
And I didn't know kind of what the best, you know, plan Correct. Of action would be, you know, in Correct. That scenario.
Of course.
So that's kind of why I was, you know.
Absolutely. So neutering, certainly, number one is for the control of the canine overpopulation. Now, it is very possible, like that marking behavior that you're mentioning, being an intact dog is perfectly normal, is what they do. And a lot of times there will be like an inconvenience because they can like, you know, mark inside the house or if you mm-hmm. take your dog to visiting somewhere. So that's what they're going to do, you know. Mm-hmm. And he is probably potty trained, right? Is he potty trained?
Yes, he is.
Yes. And then when he marks, I mean, that's basically when you take him out on walks, right? Not inside your house?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right. So there is, the benefit is not right now, but in the long run, as they get older, they can develop perineal hernias, prostate infections. The prostate gets enlarged. Sometimes they can actually develop prostate cancer. Not that every dog that is out there older, not neuter, means that it's going to always develop that, but that's one of the medical reasons. Whether mm-hmm. you decide to get him neutered or not, it would be a, you know, more of a preference, but we always recommend it, and just because of the canine overpopulation, sometimes dogs will get like a scent of a female in heat miles and miles away, and those dogs mm-hmm. will try to get out, escape, dig, etc. Mm-hmm. So if you think that would be a possibility with your dog, then that would be something that we would recommend. But like I said, every case is different. But mainly it's because of the canine overpopulation. So if you don't think that he is going to be out and about or like escaping or potentially, and if you think he's a perfectly happy, non-aggressive dog, it's just pretty much a choice.
Okay.
Yes.
That pretty much clears everything up. I appreciate that a lot, Dr. Adriana.
You're welcome.
Thanks, TJ.
Thank you, guys.
That's TJ in Evansville, Indiana. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Let the games begin.
This is Name That Animal Sound. And if you can name this creature, we're going to send you out your choice. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for your cats. For your dogs, we have Good Pets Foods. It's called Daily Probiotic, Daily Joint Plus, that's Hip and Joint Plus, and Daily Multivitamin. And these are treats, actually, treats and supplements that go great for your dogs. We also have dog books, cat books, Chicken Soup for the Soul books. We got the new one that's out. We also have a penguin bracelet, more so for kids, but anybody could wear it. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in lime green today. And we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. If you can identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. Play the game. This is Talkin' Pets. Banana phone.
In bunches, I've got my hunches. It's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ping pong, ping pong.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
The Association of American Feed Control Officials, AAFCO, membership approved a proposal from Kansas City University's Loth Innovation Campus to provide the scientific review for a new animal food ingredient submission pathway. The new pathway replaces AAFCO's former ingredient definition request process that ended with the expiration of AAFCO's Memorandum of Understanding with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration last year. Now, AAFCO's partnership with K-State begins a new era of innovation and proficiency for the animal feed industry, said Austin Thorell, executive director for AAFCO. This pathway will offer a regulatory review process that is straightforward and comprehensive to bringing ingredients to market safely and more efficiently than our previous process with FDA. The new ingredient approval pathway will be led by Dr. Haley Larson and will include a scientific review panel comprised of subject matter experts from universities across the United States and independent consultants to provide diversity and representation of animal species. Together, this panel will evaluate potential ingredient submissions and industry and provide the recommendations back to AAFCO's membership for final approval. Approved ingredients will then be included in AAFCO's official publication, which is considered the most comprehensive list of approved feed ingredients in the world and recognized by state, international regulatory agencies, and the animal food industry. The new pathway is intended to complement FDA's current GRA's notice program and to provide the feed industry with another option to bring new and improved products to the market. AAFCO and K-State have outlined procedures to ensure ingredients are not submitted through multiple channels. So, we understand the animal feed industry has much to consider when introducing a new proposed ingredient. We're committed to a collaboration process that is safe, scientific, and streamlined to meet the industry's demand for new ingredients. Reporting, I'm John Patch. Thank you.
egg safety during highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI breakouts. Here's what you need to know. Cook eggs thoroughly for safely. Cooking eggs to an internal temperature of 160 Fahrenheit kills any potential virus. Avoid eating raw or undercooked eggs. Practice safety egg handling. Always wash your hands, utensils, and surfaces after handling raw eggs to prevent the spread of bacteria or viruses. Egg protection safety standards. Egg producers follow strict testing and biosecurity measures to keep eggs safe, even during outbreaks. The FDA confirms that eggs in stores are safe when properly handled and cooked. Learn more about egg safety during avian influenza outbreaks on the FDA's egg safety page. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talking Pets. I'm Gabriella reporting for Talking Pets.
Fluffy fold, the scrambled nature of my soul. I'm cracking up as I begin to see the bits of me within this.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. That was Gabriella, her first time on a radio show, and we made her read. So you did well.
Good job. She did good awesome.
I was kind of nervous.
So once again, I want a big welcome out there to WBGS, Al and the gang out there at 1610 AM and 96.5 FM. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you guys out there. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. We have the Name That Animal contest going where you can win a prize if you can name this creature. What creature makes that sound? You know what it is, right, Dr.
It's
A?
It's an avian species, isn't it?
It is an avian species.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say it. I was like, ah! Oh.
No.
So it is a bird. So what kind is it? 818-818-6401. That is the number. So, Dr. Adriana, Leba, I was telling you about Leba earlier.
Yeah.
She lives in Greenwich, Connecticut. And
yeah.
Her nephew is Christopher Abbott, who stars in the new movie that's out there now called Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, hi, Leba. I know you're listening.
Hi, Leba.
Hi.
And she had a question for you, Dr. A, and she sent it off the air, and she wanted to know, she took her cat to the vet.
Uh-huh.
And the problem was she called last week, and we had a trainer on, not one of the vets, so
mm-hmm.
her cat was not having a bowel movement. So, and she took the cat to the vet, and the vet had told her that the cat is pre-diabetic.
Mm.
And so he made some bowel movement for a few days, but he wasn't consistent. So, and then she changed his diet, but he doesn't like the new dry food.
Mm-hmm.
But he devours the Fancy Feast grilled tuna that she gives him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, your comments on that.
The Fancy Feast is a regular Fancy Feast. You know, that for diabetes is okay to manage. It doesn't have a lot of carbs, so that's nice. And then when you're dealing with a diabetic cat, you got to make sure that you are always consistent at the time that you eat, you know, you're feeding, right? And there is the traditional ways to start him off on insulin. And sometimes now where there's a new medication called Bexacat, it's basically GLP-2 medication for, you know, just when you first start him out, and is an oral medication that comes in either in a tablet or in a liquid. So when you first diagnose those cats, the vet is either going to start them on insulin or this Bexacat medication, either or they require proper management, proper diet, and monitoring. Because a diabetic cat that is not well regulated is at risk of developing ketoacidosis, which is kind of like the risk of like build up a lot of ketone or a lot of acid in their bloodstream, and it can lead them to be hospitalized. So it's very important to work with your cat. One of the things, or with your vet, one of the things that can is worth mentioning here is that any cats that are diabetic, they can actually go into a remission when you start first acting properly, right, with the diet and with your treatment. And that cat has a chance to become, to go into a remission and take him out of that diabetic state. So you, that's a conversation that you need to have with your veterinarian. But be very proactive, very good with your recommendations and follow-throughs. And like I said, some cats will go into a remission. That's just for cats, not for dogs.
Oh, they're totally separate.
Yes. The way they're, I mean, they're both like requiring insulin, but if I were to compare with humans, your canines are always going to be insulin dependent. So that's my similar to the type 1 diabetes versus a type 2 diabetes where like you don't necessarily need the insulin, but you need to watch your diet and the medications that drop your blood sugar, which now the cat, you know, it's got the Bexa cat.
So it's like on the human side,
yes.
As you know, when I lost my kidneys,
mm-hmm.
personally, my kidneys died. So I was in the hospital for 3 months, as you
failure.
Remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in kidney failure. So then I was on dialysis for like 8 months. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, my heart goes out to anybody who has to deal with that because I don't anymore, which my doctors are amazed. My kidneys are back. So I didn't have to have a transplant or anything like that. But I noticed one of the things that happened with me when I lost my kidneys is I became diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
So I also had to deal with insulin, and
yes.
I had to learn to give myself the shot and so on and so forth.
Yes.
And I did that for a short amount of time
mm-hmm.
because the diabetes came on from not having kidneys. And
correct.
I guess the lack of
yes.
whatever.
Filtration system, the blood sugar starts to accumulate
right.
in the bloodstream. Yeah.
So is it based on, for dogs and cats, kind of the same premise for humans on weight and everything like that, on how much insulin you get, or is it just the direct amount of insulin that's given?
The insulin that we use in pets is specifically for pets. In some instances, especially if there has been shortages, we resort to using the human insulin, but we do have specifically insulins for dogs and cats.
So if you have a small breed dog,
mm-hmm.
diabetic.
Yes, you just use, it goes by weight. There's a,
oh, okay.
It goes by weight. Let's give you an example, like a 10-pound dog, like you can start out with, you know, you can start out with a calculation or like, I'm going to just start with a couple units and see how they respond. And you do your glucose curves, which nowadays we can use the same one that people use, that device that you just put on your arm. Mm-hmm. That freestyle Libre, and then you scan it with your pet. You just use the scanner that they provide on your phone. It's an app. You download that, and you can do several readings retrospectively for over 2 weeks. You can tell how well regulated your pet is without having to poke him each time that you change. You can do it that way too, but now we can use the devices. You know, it's incredible. Unfortunately, it's become extremely expensive, you know. So
that's
the kicker.
Yeah. Hey, the contest is still out there. We want to know if you know what creature makes this sound. I will tell you, when their tail feathers go up, it is one of the most beautiful sights of this bird. And they are gorgeous birds.
Absolutely gorgeous.
I had them in my front yard here in Florida one time.
Yeah.
And they are beautiful. But the first time I ever heard them, I literally, no word of lie, I thought somebody was being murdered. I
yes.
thought there was a woman in my neighborhood that needed help. Because it was like, at night, it sounded like somebody screaming.
Yes.
But they are gorgeous birds, though. But they could be a pest as well.
The gorgeous one is a male, right?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you know what bird that is, pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, and you can go with Vitacraft treats for your cats. You could go also with Good Pets Foods supplements and treats for your dogs. We have the penguin bracelet. We do have the collapsible water bowl. I have dog books, cat books. I have the chicken soup for the soul book. I have the brand new one that just came out. It's called Laughter's Always the Best Medicine. And great book. So I can send you that as well. or a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, which is about reptiles, and it's a music CD. But give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
And our special reporter for this hour was Gabriella. So, we say goodbye for this hour of the break before we have one more segment. But right now, we're going to go take a break. And when we come back, we'll have another short segment. But you got to call. What bird makes that sound? We want to get a winner. 818-818-6401. When I touch your hand so tenderly,
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Ugh.
Does your morning coffee leave you with heartburn or an upset tummy? Regular coffee's high acidity can turn your daily ritual into a digestive nightmare. Meet Life Boost Coffee. Naturally low acid, smooth and gentle on the stomach. Enjoy bold, rich flavor without the burn. You know, for a limited time only, get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. But hurry, this deal won't last. Visit lifeboostcoffee.com/pets now to claim your discount. Finally, love your coffee and love your belly. Life Boost Coffee, brew the healthy choice.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
I'm actually 6'2 and 200 pounds. Once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. So, it's busy time. So everyone who has a line right now and is listening, stay on the line even though somebody guesses the creature, because I'll give you a creature as well, and you can win something if you're right. So don't go away. Everybody stay on line that's on there, even if somebody wins. But we're going to go first to Karen out in Oregon. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good, except that I don't have the best phone connection here, so I hope you can hear me.
Oh, you sound good.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You sound like you're sitting in the room.
Well, I'm on speaker, but I'm very close to the phone. I'm going to give a guess, but I don't know if I'm right.
This is what it sounds like.
You got this.
Yeah, I don't. Is it either a peacock or a wild turkey?
Pick one.
God, I don't know. I don't know. How about a peacock?
Yay!
Congratulations. What I'm going to do, because we have some people behind you, Karen, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can speak with Sydney, and Sydney will tell you. Well, do you know what you want to go with, your cats or dogs?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that collapsible dog water bowl.
Oh, okay. We have it in the lime green today, so is it okay if I send you that one?
Lime green, okay. Is it a cloth? Do we have a choice?
Yeah,
in the type of dish?
No, it's basically, you could fit it in your pocket. It's collapsible, and you can, or you can tie, there's a little clip that goes with it that you can put on your belt.
Okay.
But you can literally put it in your pocket, pull it out, and then fill it with water or food, and your pet's good to go.
It's made of fabric?
I guess would you call it like a canvas?
It's like a canvas, and it's
all righty.
Hey, canvas on the outside and on the inside is like a almost
material,
like a plastic type material.
It's kind of like lightning that keeps it.
Okay, that'd be great.
You got that coming out to you. So hold on, Karen.
Congratulations.
That's Karen out there, and she won on the peacock. But Rocky, you still with us in Dayton, Washington?
Sure, I am here.
Okay, Rocky, I'm going to give you a sound and see if you can figure out what creature this is.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Seeing it's the time of year where love is in the air, and you know what that is, it's V-Day, basically. These creatures like to give their mate, to show love, a stone.
Okay.
Oh.
I know it's on the tip of your tongue.
Is that a bird?
It's a bird. It's in the bird family, basically.
Yeah, I've seen those. I can't think of the name.
I will tell you, they don't fly, though. They swim.
I can't not think of it. I know I'll think of it after I hang up.
Think tuxedo.
You mean a penguin? That's a penguin.
Yeah.
Yay.
With a little help, you got it.
My goodness, I sure did get help. Thank you.
Do you have dogs or cats, or do you like to read? What we've got some things here.
Yeah, I've played before, and I've won, and my cats love the vitamin sticks.
Oh, yes, the lick and lap.
The lick and lap, yeah. My cats go crazy over it.
Yes.
So, Rocky...
Yeah, the breakable sticks, those are the... Yes. That's what those
are the purse sticks. Do you want those?
The purse, yeah, those are the ones I meant, yeah.
Okay. Well, hold on, Rocky. We'll get your information. We'll send you out the purse sticks from Vitacraft, and we're going to go down the line. So I'm going to go... Steve, you still with us in San Diego? Oh, maybe we didn't get Steve to hold.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, Steve. Hey, Steve. I'm going to give you an animal sound, and let's see if you can figure out what actually animal makes this sound. Any ideas?
I don't know what that is. It sounds like chickens way in the distance, but
I will say
some of this great hint.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. It's not a bird.
Is it an amphibian?
Okay.
And think one of the stars of Lion King.
Oh God, I've seen that a million times with the grandkids. I don't remember any of the stars making that noise, but...
they can be very fierce creatures. They can really be fierce. And matter of fact, in Lion King, they helped to ward off the hyenas. There was only one creature in the Lion King of this breed, of this species.
Gosh, I can't think of what kind of character that was. Was it a weasel? No.
We got a learning disability here.
That would be incorrect.
Okay.
So it's not a weasel, but I'll give you one more chance.
Okay.
Think the other side of the weasel kind of looking creature.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to go home and run the video.
Well, thanks for trying, Steve. Thanks for trying on that one. All right, sure. That was Steve in San Diego. He did not get it. But Dan, are you still holding in Oregon? Hey, Dan.
Hey.
So, do you know what this is?
That sounds like a frog.
It does kind of sound like a frog, doesn't it? But it's not. Yeah. It's actually one of the creatures from The Lion King, and it was a big help to the lions.
I was going to think, not kind of like a Tasmanian devil looking thing?
Not really. They got horns. They could be very aggressive. But in Lion King, he was very sweet.
Huh. It's been a while since I've seen that. Not horns. Let's see.
Wasn't he like singing?
It's like, I don't even know if they're horns. It might be, they're like tusks. Yeah, like, but it's like, it's almost like teeth.
Tusks.
All right, you got like 5 seconds.
No, I don't know what it is.
Missed it by that much.
All right, Dan, it's actually a warthog. We got to say goodbye for this hour. Yeah, sorry. Once again... Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
And Gabriela.
And we say goodbye for now. Spay and neuter your pets. Help control that pet population.
They allow you to go.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.